CBH Ministries and Tyndale House Publishers are pleased to bring you Down Gilead Lane.
Hi there. My name's Jacob. You're listening to Down Gilead Lane.
I wish I was starting high school, Brooke.
Summer just started, and I'm not going to think about high school till I have to.
Aren't you even a little bit excited?
Excited isn't the word, Haley. Now, can we forget about school?
I got it!
Yeah, right, Haley. Like, the governor would really call our house.
But he really did, Mike. Remember how Dad applied to become a judge?
Yeah.
Well, the governor's the one who decides all that stuff.
He really called?
Yes!
Well, is Dad gonna take the job?
And I will faithfully discharge the duties...
And I will faithfully discharge the duties...
...of the office of the judge of the family court for Coleraine County...
...of the office of judge of the family court for Coleraine County...
...according to the best of my ability...
...according to the best of my ability...
...so help me God.
So help me God.
Will I still have a cubby to keep my blanket in?
No, honey. First graders don't have cubbies. Or nap time.
Won't you miss me if I'm gone all day, Mommy?
More than you know.
But you'll be so busy, Timmy, you won't even think about me.
Yeah, I will. I don't want it to be different.
No, you're gonna love your new class. Look at Daddy. He was nervous to start his new job, but it's been over a month now, and he loves being a judge.
Well, I'd rather be a judge than a first grader.
Brooke, come on, honey, lights out. Got a big day tomorrow.
I know. Just let me finish this entry in my journal. And so, I'm just so afraid of not finding my classes tomorrow. And what if I'm the slowest girl on the cross-country team? I just hope I don't embarrass myself too much. If I can just get through the day without anyone noticing me, maybe this year won't be so bad.
Come on, Brooke. Mom said lights out.
Okay, just finished. Good night. Lord, 8th grade was just fine. Why does life have to change so much?
Have you ever gone through a time in your life when you felt like change was just too much to handle? You know what I mean? Like if one more thing went wrong, you'd just have to give up. Now, do you ever wonder where God is when you're going through times like this? Well, if you do, you have a lot in common with five kids that live on Gilead Lane. These kids, from first grade up to high school, are part of the Morrison family. And the Morrisons are a family whose life has just been turned upside down with change.
Great. Late to my second hour, too. Oh, sorry. I thought this was the door to the stairwell.
Stairwell?
Yeah, someone told me my second hour class was upstairs.
Well, we're a one-floor school, and this is the teacher's lounge.
Oh.
You're Brooke Morrison, right?
Yes.
Not off to a good start. You were late to my class last hour.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, Mr. Stevens.
And I saw your name on my list for the cross-country team.
Excuse me?
I'm also the coach for the team. And I saw your name on the list of new freshmen. Just hope you don't make a habit of being late.
Oh, no, sir. I'm never late.
You've already been late twice today.
I know, but I mean, usually. I just keep getting lost.
Well, maybe you should have come in last week and learned your way around before the first day of school.
Yeah, maybe.
Always better to be prepared, Brooke. Now tell me where your class is, and I'll walk you there.
Thanks. Room 117.
Hey, Brooke, how's it going?
Terrible. I can't find any of my classes.
Well, at least you were there for half of first hour.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, did you know that Mr. Stevens is our cross-country coach?
Yep, and I heard he's just as strict when he coaches as he is in class.
Well, I'm off to a great start with him. He had to walk me to second hour. Or should I say he ran me to class?
You ran?
Yeah, and he criticized my breathing techniques the entire way.
What?
Long story.
Tell me later. Where's your next class? I'll walk you.
Biology, room 141.
Hey, me too.
Oh, good. At least I'll know one person.
Aw, come on. It's not so bad.
Brooke Morrison, please report report to the principal's office. Brooke Morrison to the principal's office.
You've got to be kidding.
Can you find the front office without getting lost?
Very funny, Luke.
Because I could probably find you a guide dog or something to lead you around. Would that help?
See you in class.
Or I could leave a trail of crumbs for you to follow.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I'm Brooke Morrison. You called me down here?
Oh, yes. Your mom called.
My mom?
Mm-hmm. Here's the phone. Dial 9 first, and I'll write you past the third hour when you're all finished.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Brooke. You forgot your cross-country clothes.
I did?
You want me to run them over?
Yes. Oh, the coach doesn't need another reason to hate me.
Hate you?
Mom, I just wish I was back in junior high.
I'm sure your brother wouldn't mind having you there for company.
Poor Justin. I hope he's having better luck than I am. I couldn't believe he threw up this morning.
First day jitters. He'll be fine, though. And so will you.
Mom, why didn't you hold me back a year?
Brooke.
Yeah, well, I should go.
All right. I'll be praying for you, honey.
Good. Thanks. Well, maybe at least make it to one class on time.
You'll be fine.
Hi, hon.
You're home early.
Yeah, I know. I planned it that way.
Oh.
I wanted to be here when the kids got back. Yeah. Hey, Justin didn't look so good this morning.
Yeah, he threw up right after you left.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you coming back from?
Well, first I stopped at the high school to drop off Brooke's lunch and cross-country clothes.
Wait. Brooke forgot something?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Where have you been the rest of the afternoon?
I went over to the elementary school and volunteered in Timmy's room.
Mary... You said you weren't going to do that.
It was his first full day away from home. And first grade is a hard adjustment for kids.
Oh, for kids or for their mothers?
John, I have been through this 4 times already. I'm thinking of Timmy, not me.
I don't know, but Timmy's our baby, and this is the first time the house is empty.
You think I didn't notice?
Ah, Mary, I know this is hard.
No, I don't think you do. This is the first time in 14 years that there isn't a baby underfoot.
All right. I don't want to fight, all right?
I don't either. I just don't know what to do with myself.
Now, this is a whole new ball game. But we're going to get through it.
You think so?
No, I do. I do. And I know that this transition is rough. But I will do my best to help you as much as you've helped me get adjusted to being a judge.
Oh, you're a natural behind the bench, and you know it.
14 years as a lawyer versus 1 month as a judge under my belt. It'd be a lot easier to go back to what I know.
No, honey.
Man, am I ever glad to be home. I'm never going back to that school.
How you doing, Justin?
Just drop your bag and come have a seat.
Yeah.
How am I doing? You have no idea how big that school is. I'd give anything to go back in the 6th grade. The elementary school is way better.
What happened today?
More like what didn't happen. Did you know that you have to change classes every hour in junior high?
Yeah, I heard as much.
I can't find anything there. I spent all 4th hour in the boys' bathroom.
Still throwing up?
Haha, very funny. What am I going to do? How am I going to stay at the top of my class?
Oh, I'm sure you'll find a way.
Doesn't recess seem shorter this year?
Whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
We didn't even have recess last year, Timmy.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing home? Fourth grade is the greatest. It's going to be so much better than last year.
Good.
My teacher is so cool, and it's going to be so easy because last year he had Michael in class, and there'll be no problem no better than Mikey.
Hey,
so
I was a good student.
Yeah, there's already a rule that we can't go near the fish tank without Mr. Meyer because of when you broke the whole tank last year and flooded that corner and 3 of the tropical fish died.
That was an accident. Maya pushed me into it.
Whatever. And then, since my room is right down the hall from Timmy's room, I can take him to recess. And all the girls thought he was so cute. Didn't they, Timmy? Aww.
I don't know.
How was your first day, Timmy?
It was okay. But I thought I'd get to have lunch with you, Mommy. And I didn't know what to do.
Oh, honey, I couldn't eat with you. Part of going to school means eating with your new friends, not spending time with your old mom.
I know, but I wanted to be with my old mom.
It's okay, Mom. I found Timmy at lunch, and he ate with us.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mom, weren't you at school today? I thought I saw you, but then I wasn't sure because it was just your back and you kind of look like Mrs. Martell. You know, the secretary, and she has the same haircut as you.
Yes, Haley, I was there. I signed up as a room mom in Timmy's class.
No fair. What about my class?
I'm doing every other week in your class and Michael's class.
Cool. Hey, Justin, you puke anymore when you got to school?
No, and don't tell anyone about that.
Too late.
Mike!
All right, you guys, that's enough. Michael, Ma, how's fifth grade?
Well, I'm not as lucky as Haley. Mrs. Collins had Justin 2 years ago, and he was Nerd City USA. And how am I supposed to live up to that?
Hey, I heard there was a new girl in your class. What's she like? Well, is she nice? Because she seemed really shy and she was all alone at recess, and I don't think she has any friends. Is she mean? Did she do something to make everyone mad at her?
Haley, how am I supposed to answer you when you don't even stop to breathe?
Well, what's she like?
I don't know. It was only the first day. But I don't think Maya likes her.
Hey, I don't want any more fights with Maya this year, Michael James.
Mm-hmm. I know. Hey, Dad, how's work? Did you get any murders in your court yet?
Michael, a family court judge rarely sees cases like that. And this is Coleraine. You'd know if our little town had any of those.
Yeah, but it'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Okay, now enough of this. I'm sure you all have homework, so get upstairs and get to work.
Yep.
We can talk more at dinner when Brooke gets home from practice. Go on.
I don't have homework, Mommy.
Oh, well, then maybe you and Haley can pick out some books and read together, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my homework, but I'm not going back.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm sure there's a way I can just teach myself everything, isn't there?
Justin, you're going back to school.
Why can't I just be homeschooled?
When kids are homeschooled, they don't do it because they're afraid.
But isn't that a good enough reason for me?
No. No, it isn't. The junior high happens to be a very good school, son, and there's no good reason for you to stay at home. Now, go do your homework, please.
All right, all of you. Come on, make us proud. Go.
This is unbelievable. You can't get lost on these trails.
Yeah, right. Great, now which way do I go?
Go left.
Coach, how did you find me?
How did you get lost?
I don't know. I just stopped to tie my shoe, and everyone went ahead.
You should double knot, Brooke. Most runners know that.
I do know that.
And you're never late, right? Well, congratulations on being the first runner in my 5 years of coaching to ever get lost in these trails. Didn't think that was possible.
Sorry.
Well, the rest of the team is on the bus waiting to get back to the school. Let's step on it so I don't have to wait any longer.
Mom.
Oh, hi, honey. How was practice?
Well, I'll be grounded if I answer that.
Brooke.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How was your first day?
Awful. And cross country was even worse.
Well, what was so bad about it?
Well, besides getting lost and making the whole team wait while Coach came to find me, all the girls are so fast, and there's no way I'm going to make the varsity team.
Hey, it's been one day. You don't know that.
And you're a freshman. You're not supposed to be on varsity yet.
But I really wanted it. Besides, Luke's going to be on varsity, and he's only a freshman.
How do you know that?
Well, there was only one guy who was faster than he was.
I think you're being a little too hard on yourself.
Yeah, and I think you've been competing with Mr. Luke Taylor long enough. Aren't you getting tired of it?
He's in 4 of my classes.
Well, it'll be nice to have a friend with you.
And how are your classes?
Well, I don't know. I was only on time to one of them. I wish I could have stayed in 8th grade forever.
Oh,
the building is just so confusing. I ended up in the gym when I was supposed to be in geometry, and I got lost 3 times just trying to find my locker. It was like one of those weird school dreams, but at least this time I wasn't in my pajamas.
Oh, sweetie, look, it's a big change, but you have plenty of time to get used to your new surroundings.
I know. Well, I have at least 3 hours worth of homework.
Oh, go on upstairs. Everyone else is doing homework, too. And you might want to take a minute and talk with Justin. He could use a pep talk about junior high.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how lucky he is. You want me to set the table before I go up?
No. I'll do it. I will call you when everything's ready, okay?
Thanks, honey.
Haley, would you please say grace?
Yeah. Dear God, thanks for the day and thanks for the food. And thanks for helping us all get through school.
Good.
Please help Brooke and Justin not to get lost so much tomorrow. And help Timmy like first grade and help me to make lots of friends. Oh, And please help Justin not to throw up again, and help Michael not track anything in the fifth grade classroom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks a lot, Haley. You're welcome. I figured you'd need all the help you can get. Hey, Mom, can you please pass the salt?
It's salted enough. Justin, why did you bring your homework to the table?
It's not homework. It's the research I did on homeschooling.
Justin?
No, Dad, listen. It's all right here, and I'll do better at home. And it'll teach me self-discipline, and I can work as far ahead as I want to.
And the answer is no.
But, Dad!
Justin, don't interrupt.
Yes. I know there are plenty of good things about homeschooling, son, and I'm sure your research shows that.
It does.
Yeah, but it's not for you, and that's final. Mm. You know, your motivations to homeschooling are just all wrong, Justin. I know it's hard, but we're all facing change right now. And God will give us each the strength we need to face each day.
I'd face it better at home.
Junior high isn't that bad once you get used to it.
Hey, and I bet high school isn't that bad either. And I really do need the salt, Mom.
No, you don't.
And besides, Brooke, I bet it's fun to meet so many new people.
I'm just not as social as you, Haley.
And I bet the girls probably wear really cool clothes, huh? Don't you feel bad wearing those old jeans?
I got by.
And were you the only girl who didn't have makeup on? Because three of the girls in my class had lipstick on.
What?
And I think I should probably get some too, hey, Mom?
Oh, don't start. Fourth grade is way too young for makeup, young lady.
But, Mom!
You heard your mother, Mom.
Well, at least my new outfit was cool. Everyone said so.
That's a relief.
Stop it, Mikey. You don't even...
Hey, you two have been bickering ever since you walked in the door, and I don't need that today. Now, am I understood?
Yeah, sorry Mom.
I think we're all a little on edge from the day, right? Maybe an early bedtime's a good idea. After dinner, why don't you go on up, get your stuff ready for tomorrow, okay?
Brooke, will you help me pick out my clothes for tomorrow?
The fashion place gonna trust me to pick out something cool?
Well, you must have at least noticed what the popular girls were wearing today.
Haley, your fascination with the cool kids needs to stop.
What do you mean?
We'll talk about it another night. Just finish your dinner.
Where's your bag, Michael?
Bag?
Yeah, what are you taking to school tomorrow?
This, I guess.
A dull pencil?
Yup. Oh, and my lunch.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you could give me one of your 37 sharpened pencils.
No way, I need all these.
Then can I at least have the pencil sharpener for this one?
Sure, why are you asking me?
Because it's in your backpack.
Oh, here, you can look for it, but don't mess anything up.
Thanks. Man, what do you have in here? Racks?
No, just stuff I need.
You need four Trapper Keepers in your fireproof lockbox?
I like to be organized, and you never know when you'll need a lockbox.
Isn't that why they have lockers?
I couldn't get mine open.
Why don't you put the computer in there, too?
It didn't fit.
I was kidding. Don't you think you're kind of being a geek?
No, this isn't called geeky, Michael. It's called being prepared.
Prepared for what?
Look, if I can't homeschool myself, then I'm gonna be ready for anything.
You should be a Boy Scout.
Boys? Come on down to the living room for a minute, please.
You guys ready for tomorrow?
Justin's ready for the rest of his life.
Man, can I have my own room? Hey, we could move Michael up above the garage.
All right, let's get serious, gentlemen.
All right, you guys. First things first. I need to tell you all that I'm sorry.
What for?
Well, I haven't been very patient with any of you today. Your father included.
Oh, it's true.
Dad?
No, I really haven't. And letting you go off to school all day, Timmy, it's one of the hardest things I've had to do in a long time. Probably since we moved into this old house.
Oh, I'll be glad you were too young to remember it, Brooke. That the rest of you weren't born yet.
But I love this house.
Oh, and we do too. But we've lived here for 13 years now. And it was a lot different then. And think about it. We went from a little apartment in the middle of town to a run-down place on a practically abandoned street.
Oh, come on. I mean, there are a couple other houses here on Gilead Lane.
Yeah,
honey.
But they don't count.
Mary, Mr. Key may be over 80, but he still counts.
No, okay, of course he counts, but I'm trying to explain how empty this street felt.
All right, I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, the point is that it was hard to go from the heart of downtown to this out-of-the-way street.
Yeah, your mom would have stayed in that apartment her whole life if she could have.
Oh, I would have.
But I was a new mom with Brooke, and we were expecting you, Justin. And your dad moves me into a rickety old falling down house.
But you love old houses, Mom.
Yes, I do. But see, it was all brand new to us. And that's scary.
You're missing the point, guys.
No, we're not, Dad. You're saying that we're acting like Mom did when you moved in here. Afraid of the change.
Is that what they're saying?
Duh, Mike.
Try to keep up, Mikey, okay? Yes, all right, that's our point. And your mom isn't the only one who should be saying sorry. I think we've all been short-tempered today, right?
Yeah.
But it's been a really bad day, Dad. Are we supposed to pretend like everything's great?
No. No, we shouldn't pretend anything, Justin. We should figure out what the real problem is and face it.
Now listen to us. New schools, new teachers, new job. We're all acting like the world's ending.
Well, that's kind of what it felt like today. It's just so different.
Yeah, okay.
So, what do you think our real problem is, gang?
Can't you just tell us? They make us think enough in school.
It's not that hard, Mike.
Well, you know what it is then, Justin?
Yeah, we're just afraid.
Afraid of what?
Maybe that God isn't going to be with us when stuff changes.
Yeah, like we have to do everything alone.
Oh.
yeah.
Exactly right. And we can't find our identity in the stuff on Earth. I mean, I can't define who I am by whether or not my kids are at home during the day.
Right. But we find who we are only through God. Mm. And we just have to do the best we can, trusting He will meet us every step of the way. Listen, guys, I know it's hard. I'm dealing with change just like everyone else. Mm. But if we're serious about this business of being a Christian, then we take the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm. And we thank God for both, because the good is a gift and the bad is a gift, too.
Amen.
The bad's a gift?
Yes, sir. It's just disguised as a challenge. Right. We can grow from it and become better people.
Change can be a great chance for us to grow. But if we feel sorry for ourselves and let it pass by, we'll never know what could have happened.
Right. I can guarantee that we're going to have to face a lot more things as a family. And we need to start off on the right foot by bringing everything before Him. Agreed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Now, before we go up to bed, how about we pray together?
I'll start. I think I need it the most.
Sweet.
Dear God, thank you for the day we've had, even though it was pretty.
Well, sounds like with a little prayer and the right focus, even Justin's going to make it tomorrow. But what about you? Have you ever felt like the changes happening in your life are just more than you can take? I know I have. Well, just a couple years ago, I had some changes going on in my life. I left one city, moved to another city. I had to leave one house and move into another house. Some of my good friends, I had to leave them there and find some new friends. Well, one of the first things I did when I got to that new city was find a church. Because I knew every Sunday I would be reminded, God never changes. He's always there for me. So, if we are facing change, we need to do what the Morrisons are doing. We need to trust that God is with us. Just like it says in Joshua 1:9, be strong and of good courage. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that means He will be holding on to you no matter what happens. He will not let you go. Today's program, Meet the Morrisons, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. The creative consultant was Alicia Lynn. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Andrew B., with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman, and I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.